High Voltage, The Life of Angus Young, AC/DC's Last Man Standing. Written by Jeff Apter, read by John Derham. Angus Young's suit tonight was a deep black. His short-sleeved shirt even whiter than his hairless legs. His receding hairline showed more scalp than flowing locks. There were crow's feet aplenty around the corners of his eyes, and probably more than a little stiffness in his joints. But little of that mattered when the 61-year-old guitarist, the last original member of AC/DC, let rip on his Gibson SG guitar and sent the crowd into a frenzy, tearing a hole right through the heart of a monstrous thunderstruck. The man sometimes known as Little Albie was on fire, indefatigable. Still, this was slightly different. Tonight was the final show of the iconic band's Rock or Bust tour, perhaps even the last they would ever play. There'd been more than a few AC/DC casualties over the past few years, both leading up to this tour and during its 88-gig run. The first man to fall was Angus's brother Malcolm, truly his brother in arms, who was diagnosed with dementia in 2014, having already endured lung surgery and heart problems. He was now the resident of a Sydney nursing home. While Angus was the face, sound, devil's horns, and sometimes the bared backside of AC/DC, Malcolm had been the decision-maker in the band, the captain of the ship. Now that role fell to a somewhat reluctant Angus. Stevie Young, the brother's nephew, was brought in as a replacement, proving how much of a family affair AC/DC always has been. Then there was the chaos brought on by Phil Rudd, who'd drummed for the band since 1974, apart from the odd hiatus. A taste for methamphetamines had left him in bad physical shape. "He's got more helicopters than teeth," joked one former band member. In mid-2015, Rudd had been hit with charges of attempting to procure a murder, threatening to kill, and possession of various illicit drugs. Although the first two charges were soon dropped, the fallout was bad. The mayhem led to an 8-month stretch of home detention for Rudd, beginning in July 2015. "Phil's got himself in a bit of a pickle," understated Angus, as he turned to regular stand-in Chris Slade to take over. In early 2016, with the band now on tour, things went from problematic to downright disastrous. Brian Johnson's thunderous wail of a voice, which had helped sell so many millions of records since he replaced Bon Scott in 1980, was silenced some 60-odd shows into the tour. Johnson's doctor told him to stop for the sake of what remained of his hearing. Immediately.